Hey, it's Wednesday. Let's do a podcast. Here it is, the John DeBella Show, daily on a July 14th. Of course, we spun the wheel of wow, only there's a little caveat for the season. A summary edition, and we spun it not once, but twice. Mac and cheese and ice cream. It may be the combo you didn't know you needed in life, but it's out there. We talked an upcoming Beatles documentary, Stanley Cup hijinks, what state has been voted the best to live in, and baseball movies. Those were all topics today. Song stories featured Take Me to the River, and yours truly tried those isolated drum tracks once again. Three of them, How Would I Do in Dave's Beatdown. Find out right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of relief from the heat, one would think that ice cream would be good relief from the heat. Right. And today is, I realize I'm taking a jump here. Okay. I'm going from ice cream to today is Kraft Macaroni and Cheese Day. Or it's Macaroni and Cheese Day. It's National Macaroni and Cheese Day. And Kraft has teamed up with somebody for macaroni and cheese ice cream.
Oh, no. That doesn't seem
kooky,
like...
kooky, man. Didn't they just have like a unicorn mac and cheese that they just released? It's like pink and cotton candy flavor.
Yes, yes.
We just talked about this like a month ago, like.
They did this. There's some company, Van Llewellyn ice cream. There's one in Brooklyn. They've got stores all over the country.
All right.
And they've come up with this limited edition macaroni and cheese ice cream, right? They start handing it out this morning at 11 o'clock. A pint will cost you $12.
No, hard pass. Well, listen, they've succeeded because even if one person gets it, we're talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're not the only ones talking about
it.
I bumped into the story absolutely everywhere this morning.
Hard pass.
All right, you know, according to Eater.com, they did the early taste test. It's very good. It's nothing short of magical, they say. Right? You know what? If I'm digging through it and I don't get a little clump of dried up cheese.
I hate that.
Then it's not, you know. Please, companies, just leave the stuff alone. You know, or as the Beatles put it, let it be. Just let it be.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you. Start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
You know, Peter Jackson's been working on that Beatles film.
I just read the this. Story. Yes.
Right. He edited down all of the, the Let It Be footage.
Yeah.
All right. He edited off. There was 55 hours of that. He edited it down to 18.
Oh, my God.
Right. And they're finally going to release it in November, but it won't be 18 hours long. It'll be 6 hours long.
Sure.
So keep on editing.
He'll cut it down to a third, right? And it'll be on Disney Plus.
Correct. So, I think two-hour episodes.
Yeah, right. 3 2-hour episodes. Yeah. Therefore, 6 hours.
Yeah. Could, you know, for Beatles fans, he probably could have kept it at 18 and they would have tuned in and just done like a long series.
It's still one.
Andre would have watched it twice. Yep. All right. 73 degrees outside, mixed sun and clouds, hot and humid, afternoon showers, dogs and cats living together. I'm getting sick of that line.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Did you hear the story in regards to, you know, I was in shock because, you know, I totally forgot about hockey.
Right.
You know, probably around November. Mm-hmm. All right. When I came back from vacation, went, oh, the Stanley Cup happened?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. missed it completely. Missed it absolutely completely. Didn't know that Tampa Bay, the second consecutive year.
Yep, back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Yep.
Yeah. And that is
and they won the Super Bowl, too. Jerks.
Yeah, wow. It was a great year for Tampa.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You know, Coors Light has made a limited batch of beer infused from the ice from the MLA Arena.
Gross.
All right. Well, it's triple filtered.
Gross.
You know?
Sweat,
and,
spit.
And you know, and speaking of Tampa Bay, and you're bringing up, you know, the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the crap that Tom Brady got for throwing the Super Bowl trophy from one boat to the other?
Yeah.
All right. Think about the stuff. Do you know the things that have been done to the Stanley Cup over the years?
Oh, there's probably some horrible things that we don't even know about.
I found this story this morning. All right. In 1962, during the Toronto Maple Leafs, during a celebration bonfire, someone got the bright idea to toss the Stanley Cup into the flames.
Whoa. Wow.
All right. They had to pay for the Tampa Bay, not Tampa Bay, Toronto had to pay for the damage that it did, obviously. the New York Rangers, when the Rangers win coincided with the Madison Square Garden's mortgage being paid off, to celebrate both, the financial documents were burned, and somehow the Stanley Cup got burned with it.
What's with the burning?
Right. I don't know, but it's not confirmed, but supposedly the players peed on the flames to put it out.
Oh, that probably sounds about right.
Absolutely believe that.
Have you seen what the Lightning did to the Stanley Cup?
What'd they do?
On the jet skis?
They dented it.
The top cup is
flat. Look at the bottom.
Oh my god! To be honest with you, it's amazing it's even still here with us not lost in the annals of time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of shocking that it is.
All right, in 1964, from again the Toronto Maple Leafs, Red Kelly's kid took a leak in the cup. They put him in the cup. They're like, yeah, let's take a picture, and he peed in it.
Yeah, well, good thing everybody drinks
right. Well, but Chris Draper's kid in 2008. Basically they put her in the cup and she took a dump in it.
Oh no!
All right, so hockey, the game of class.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm not ready for school advertising in the third week of, not even the second week of July.
Neither am I.
Oh, come on. No wonder why you're falling all over it.
Yeah, right? I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, back to school?
Right. Really? Yeah, right. No. All right. Give the kids a break. Although they did really have, they didn't even get to go to school this year.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah. They went to home.
Yeah. Back to the dining room.
That was it. All right. The U.S. News and World Report puts out a list every year of the top places in the country to live. Coming in at number 5 was Austin, Texas. Number 4 was Fayetteville, Arkansas. Really? Huntsville, Alabama.
The dating girl there.
Raleigh-Durham in North Carolina. All right. What do you think number 1 was?
It's got to be somewhere like Midwest. Denver. I don't know.
You're close.
I'm close?
You're close. All right.
Boulder.
Right. That's it, exactly.
Wow. Oh, nice. Boulder, I was going to say Colorado Springs.
Boulder, Colorado, the number one place to live. And from what I understand, it's somewhere the Chappaquins visit.
That's right.
I forgot about that. Wow, you guys were the vanguard.
Yeah. they're proud. They've already put together an ad campaign. Have you heard the ads?
Nope.
Okay, they go like this.
Beautiful Boulder, Colorado, the number one place to live in the country. Could it be the Rocky Mountain skiing or whitewater rafting? The splendorous nature.
No, it's the legal weed.
Or some of the most wonderful hiking trails in the world.
Legal weed is everywhere.
Maybe people love Colorado for the warm, neighborly attitude.
We're all stoned and super nice because of it.
Or maybe the great restaurants with picture-perfect views.
Yeah, especially when high.
Find the answers in Boulder, Colorado.
Legal weed.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Whole Food Markets. Take Me to the River by Talking Heads is in is our song story this morning. And it's a song that they didn't really intend on recording. Chris Franz was a big fan of Al Green. And one day he was playing Love and Happiness. And basically that turned them on to Al Green. And eventually it worked their way to Al Green's Take Me to the River. Here's David Byrne explaining how it all went down.
We didn't see anything incompatible with doing the kind of stuff we did and loving this music from Memphis. So we thought we'd do another Al Green song, and it was Take Me to the River. We just thought it'd be a fun thing to throw in the set. In the same way that we used to do 1-2-3 Red Light, this bubblegum song. But Take Me to the River ended up being really popular when we performed. Originally, we didn't intend to put it on the record. And people said, you gotta put it on there. You really do it good. So we put it on there, and sure enough, the one song you don't write is the hit.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Center field from John Fogerty. I was just thinking about this while I was listening to the song. Favorite baseball movie?
Probably between Bull Durham or Rookie of the Year. That's the one where he breaks his arm.
It's very believable.
And he does that hook thing that happens.
Yeah. Gives him a super snap.
How about you?
Probably for the Sandlot for nostalgic reasons.
Yeah. Taylor said Sandlot also.
Yeah.
You? All right. The Natural.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I love
one of the best baseball scenes
sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the fireworks.
I love the Natural. Well, it's not fireworks. He hits the light.
Oh, sorry. It's the lights. You're right.
The light arcs.
It's been a while.
Poor electrician that set that up.
And then you get that. Yeah, right. This is, wow. You know the story about the music this song? All right. Randy Newman. Right, Randy Newman, you know, short people, Randy Newman.
Yeah,
that guy.
Sure.
Okay. Randy Newman did the music for the movie. So he shows up and he's got all the producers around, and Redford, who starred in the movie and directed it, wasn't there. But he's talking to the producers and they said, okay, he says, well, what's the theme? And he goes, well, the theme goes like this. And now Randy speaks with a heavy New Orleans accent, right? And they say to him, oh, no, that's not going to work at all. I said, what do you mean it's not going to work? And he says, Robert doesn't like horns. He goes, what? He goes, Robert doesn't like horns.
I love this.
And Randy looks and says, what do you want me to do, play it at a kazoo?
Oh, I remember that line, yes.
Play it at a kazoo.
Guess it convinced him.
And they all just back down.
Yeah, what do you say to that?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
The Wheel of Wow is special this morning because it is, in fact, the summer version of the Wheel of Wow.
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 Wheel.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, it is chock full this morning. And all of the songs, well, most of the songs on the wheel are listener songs because we got so many repeats, we had to fill in some on our own.
Yeah.
Right? But do you see anything on here you really want to hear?
Yes, right. I do. Rocklopsa!
Rocklopsa!
Yeah, I'm a big B-52s fan.
All right.
I love their three songs.
And that's John Foster, of course.
Good.
These are all listener picks, as I said. You got one, Dave?
Yeah, I'm feeling kinky. Sunny Afternoon would
Sunny
do it
Afternoon
for,
me. For the yeah. Kinks. Yeah, oh, that's a great one. I would be fine with Thunder Island. Jay Ferguson's Thunder Island is right out there. But what I really want to hear are the Ramones' Rockaway Beach.
I can be down with that.
I spent my thanks to Christine Smiga, who sent that one in, because I spent a lot of my young years, my teen years.
Is that the end of a subway line?
That's an end of a subway
I
line
remember
also.
That from living there.
Right, but I spent a lot of time on Rockaway Beach in a place called Lenny's Fascination. Roll them up, slide them up. Right? It was like bingo with balls. Right? All right, let's spin that wheel, see what it lands on. As I said, they're all summer songs, they're all listener picks, except for a couple.
I'm hoping for Rockaway Beach now.
Yeah.
Bring back John's bingo with balls days.
I'm leaving
Hot
the studio.
Fun in the Summertime is up there, too. A song that Sly didn't want to release, and his sister Cynthia insisted on it.
Here we go.
Oh, we missed it by one! This is a song that people have been calling for.
Oh, I love this one, too.
Right. People have been calling for this for weeks, and I haven't had the chance to get it. Ladies and gentlemen, we go to San Francisco and the Fillmore West. I do not remember this intro.
Is that's some guy with his hands, and that's it. Just making the noises. Is this the song?
This is the song now. Why is it only 19 minutes long? Was that the intro?
That's the intro.
Okay.
Now that the four squeezins are done making the fart noises with their hands.
Janis Joplin, ladies and gentlemen.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It's time for Dave's Beatdown. It is an amazing thing that he does. And do you want to run video on this? You want to? I just want to run a Facebook Live video on this so people can see that we're not holding up cards for Dave. We're not, you know, he has to figure it out completely on his own. And what we do is we go out and we find isolated drum tracks from songs that we all know and love and play the drums only for Dave. And see if he can figure out what song it is. And it's amazing how often he does. It is, I mean, last time we did it, we did it sometime in June. You went 3 for 3.
Yeah, swept the last one. Yeah.
Right, yeah, yep. You know, so I don't think we've, have we ever gotten him twice?
No, not yet.
But
all right.
I don't want to get too braggadocious this early.
Okay, well, here comes your very first song.
Okay.
And see if you could tell us what song this is.
Hit me. Oh God, that, can you play from the start again?
Yep.
Play from the start again.
All right,
I had it. And, Dire Straits. What the heck is the song though? It's not Money for Nothing. It's not Soul. Walk of Life.
God.
Woo!
Can't believe Walk of Life.
I cannot believe it.
Shook the rust off.
So, see, when it starts
that
like
snare.
This.
That snare gave it away. I just had to find it.
Do you know what's wild? I knew when we picked this, Steve.
Yeah.
I said the very first time we were doing this, and I was putting the tracks together. Right. Dave comes walking in the room, and the only thing that's playing is the drum track. And he goes, "Oh, that's so and so by Dire Straits."
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, that's when we were up on the other floor.
I vaguely remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Explore, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was way back.
You know, it's going to take a short lifetime
to get in here.
The talk-up's right? a minute and a half.
You know, so.
I didn't realize the drums were as sped up.
There they are.
In the song as they are isolated.
They don't sound it with the rest of the music. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
No. It sounds much faster when they're on their own.
Yeah, it's almost like a Ramones song when you hear it by itself.
All right. Well, let's move on to another one.
All right. Yep.
All right. Now, this one, I'm not sure. I'm not. This one, I don't know. We could get you on this one.
Yeah.
We might. There's a chance. All right. Here you go. Your next song, Dave, for the beatdown goes like this.
I love when he furrows his brow.
Oh, man. I am furrowing. It's like a shuffle. I thought it might be Queen at first, Keep Yourself Alive, but we just did that yesterday.
Ah.
You guys are going up tempo. Come on, give me something. Do something, drummer!
Shuffle. How close to the end are we?
Yeah, I can jump to the end.
I think the end sort of gives it.
Oh, what is that?
Wow.
I think I played it last week for Best Of. Crap, what is it though? I don't think I got it. Jay Giles? No. Ah, you got me on that one. What is it?
You got me.
Yes!
All right, that is my man.
Oh, working for the week. Oh, man.
I thought the
freaking
end.
Cowbell. Give me the cowbell next time.
Of course, we had to take the cowbell out.
I figured the end might give it away for you.
It was so recognizable. I just didn't have it in my mental Rolodex.
Working for the weekend from Loverboy.
All right, you got me there.
All right.
Pressure's on.
All right.
Pressure's on.
All right. Pressure's on.
Yep.
This could be the week that we beat you and get 2 out of 3, right? Which isn't bad if you think about it.
For you guys.
Now,
I have to tell you,
I had to upcut this
because
the intro would have been just too blatantly
too
obvious.
Okay.
All right.
So
here is your third song this morning. Can you tell us what song this is for Dave's beatdown?
Stop texting me, people. Come on.
All right.
Focus in here.
What?
Sounds like a Casio recorder. Oh, it's Brandy.
Yeah!
Brandy!
Yes!
Brandy!
Yes!
Fire the fanboy Song of the year! Song of the year! Woo! I would have hated myself if I missed that one, man. After Radiothon, what was it, 11 times?
Oh, here it goes.
And this is where,
dude,
this is where it came in. This
I didn't
where,
realize it had like a programmed. That was obviously like a programmed, like some sort of sequencer, right?
No. That was me getting the leak through
yeah,
out.
Bleed through.
Oh, okay. I never noticed that.
There was no way we weren't going to use Brandy. We just had to get the bleed through out.
Right, right. No, well, it worked, but it finally hit, man. Keep that song down.
Your record stands, though. You are good for 2 out of 3 every time we do this. It's Dave's Beatdown, and when we return. Earlier this morning, we had the Wheel of Wow happening, the summer edition, and just spinning that wheel once was not enough. We're going to spin the wheel again right after this.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It is very possible that you've never encountered the Wheel of Wow. It's something we do on Wednesday mornings, usually always at 7:40 in the morning. And if you don't start listening till 8 o'clock, it's something you probably miss. But I got to tell you, we have a lot of fun with it, and there's always all these wow songs on it. But I decided when we came back from vacation, you know what, for the summer, let's do something different with the Wheel of Wow. And each week, we're going to make it a different topic. And today, it was summer songs. All of these songs suggested by listeners. Great ones up there. Summer Nights by Van Halen. I'm hoping Rockaway Beach comes up by the Ramones.
I'm hoping Rock Lobster.
You're going for Rock Lobster. Dave, what were you going for?
Sunny Afternoon, Kinks.
Sunny Afternoon for the Kinks. And a whole lot more. Thunder Island is up there. Dancing the Street with Bowie and Mick. All right. So, you know, why just spin it once when we can spin it twice? Go for it, Steve. Summertime by Janis came up earlier this morning. We played that. If it comes up again, I'm not playing it again. We're spinning again. Okay. Come on, Rockaway Beach. Come on, Rock Lobster. Come on. No.
Are you kidding me?
Great.
Dude, right, what are the odds of that? That's insane. That's Janis, in case people are wondering.
If this happens a third time, I'm buying a new wheel.
Yeah, what do we have? 14 choices, right?
Yeah, 14 choices that lands on Janis a second time.
That's crazy.
Okay.
This will be fun.
This will be real fun. This will be a real good one. All right. Of course, we got the Bright Side coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, but before that, we got to get the guests to Google. And right now, summer song this.
And now.
Now,
sorry, I was
and
in the wrong
now.
Town.
It goes like this. Yep, it's Van Halen, Summer Nights. Deb Holmes is the one who suggested this. So our thanks to Deb for it. Here we go, boys.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.